Fiona Kelly's here to tell us what it says in today's papers.
We are going to hit you where it hurts. That's the headline on the front of today's Irish Examiner, which in common with the Irish Daily Mail leads with Taoiseach Simon Harris's assertion yesterday that if social media companies fail to take responsibility for harmful content on their platforms, they're going to face significant fines. A new report from the Residential Tenancy Board receives coverage in the front of the Irish Independent and Irish Times. The Independent focuses on how small landlords continue to retain a large presence in the rental market at around 40%, despite claims of an exodus. While the Times highlights the role of corporate landlords in Dublin, where 20% of private rented accommodation is provided by landlords with more than 100 properties. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror lead with the murder investigation into the death of 89-year-old Josephine Ray, whose body was found in her home in Nenagh, County Tipperary, on Sunday. There's quite a contrast in the images carried on the front of today's two northern papers. While the Belfast Telegraph runs with a montage of four pictures depicting the ongoing violence and rioting in Belfast, featuring men in balaclavas and police in full riot gear, the picture in the Irish News is of a crowd of people standing together at a community rally in Derry City yesterday evening. "United Against Racism" is the slogan on the main banner on display. Both papers find common ground, however, in the reporting of an incident in which a Filipino care worker had a brick thrown through the front window of her home in Ballyclare, County Antrim. The headline in the News, meanwhile, quotes Sinn Féin MP Pat Cullen and former head of the Royal College of Nursing, who says that without foreign workers, the health service in Northern Ireland will collapse. Elsewhere this morning, the cancellation of three Taylor Swift gigs, which were due to take place in Vienna this week, is covered on the front of the Examiner. The paper reports that the gigs were cancelled after officers arrested two people over an apparent plot to launch an attack on a public event. Almost two-thirds of drivers failed their driving tests at the Charlestown Test Centre in North Dublin in the first 6 months of the year, compared with the pass rate of more than half at the Dean's Grange Centre in South Dublin, which, it has to be said, also includes motorcyclists. Details of pass and failure rates for all types of vehicles at every test centre in the country are carried in today's Times. And finally, our Olympic athletes continue to provide today's front pages with lots of great images and headlines, alongside a picture of Rashida Adelecki on the track last night, where she secured a place in the 400-metre final. The Irish Sun runs with the headline, "Take Dat," while in another play on the Tala woman's name, the Mirror opts for "Dat's Our Girl." The picture in the Times, meanwhile, relates to the homecoming which awaits Olympic champion Kelly Harrington. The picture is of Dublin City Council worker Noel Wallace at work painting the lampposts and bins around Portland Row in Dublin's north inner city, the colour of the medal Kelly won on Tuesday. "Painting the town gold" is the headline there.
Fiona Kelly.